Good evening, everybody. Parashat Shalach. Shlach lecha melech, shlach lecha. And we all know this parasha, all this parashat ha-meraglim. The spy. But the real truth is that in our parasha, we don't see that they are being called spies at all. And the word spy doesn't... You can look for it in the whole parasha, you don't find it. There is no meraglim, no leragel, no nothing. There are tourists. So
that's why you have the Miswara Tayyarut.
Yes. they're so wrong. It's unbelievable. Now, to take the Meraglim as an example. So it's just showing us how people take, and in a minute we'll talk about how people take the Torah and start playing around with it. And then we see that God is really sending them. And the people, the Torah is telling us, they are great people. Ish echad mater otat shlechu kol nasi bahem. Talking about the president, you're talking about the top people. So how is it that those top people come into the Eretz HaKodesh, the promised land that God promised us from the beginning of the times, and talk badly on Eretz Yisrael?
Unbelievable.
If you want to think about who are those people, take all the rabbis of today, the great rabbis. Take the Rav Kanievsky, take the Rav Steinman Zatzal, take the Rav Adi Yosef Zatzal, take the Rav Adam Sinai, take the Rav...
They were greater than these people.
I'm saying, this is a different generation. So imagine to yourself that those rabbis are going in a mission from God to see the land that God promised, coming back and telling that it's impossible to go in. Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea. Could you imagine this? Yeah. So we have to understand. We have to understand. Yes, Jude. We have to understand what's going on here. It's a very interesting point. So, of course, first of all, we have to understand the motive. You need a motive, you know, to do something wrong. What is the motive of those people? So let's see. Yeah, let's see what's happening in the desert. The desert, they are the leaders, and in the desert, it's really a spiritual world. As we saw last week, people are complaining it's too spiritual. They want to eat a steak. They don't want to eat this man. They want something else. They want to feel a little connect to the body, not only spiritual. Even the food they eat is spiritual, comes from heaven directly. So
maybe he was taking the part of the people. He didn't want to disappoint Hashem. They didn't want.
The point is that they come here to Eretz Israel, it means that everything ends. This is no more a spiritual world. This is all this.
This is real life.
This is real life. Here you have to start work. And you know, it's stop diet. The man is not coming to come directly from heaven and you do nothing for it. You have to work for it. In other words, they think to yourself now, if we're going to go into Eretz Israel, this is a different world, so they need different leaders. So we are going to lose our jobs. And because of this, they were looking for a reason not to go into Eretz Israel. But you know, with all those explanations, still it's very hard to understand. We can maybe explain it in a different way. Because they didn't want to lose their job, they didn't really act, let's say, knowledgeable doing what they did. It was in the subconscious. They had this thing inside, so because of this, it disturbed them to see the things the way they are. In other words, they saw what they want to see. Because for them inside, they understood inside, they didn't think that they really acting according to their desire to stay in the job. Maybe also today, all those politicians, maybe they also don't realize what they're doing sometimes, thinking they're doing the good for the people, but really the motive is we want to sit on the chair. Then this week I thought about this. They say here, Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea. They say, Ki az ha'am, the people are strong. They say, Anshei Midot, big people.
Giants.
Like you have here a shop for big midot, midot golot. big people. And thought, I saw once an explanation that says that az is really az panim la ge'enom. In other words, it wasn't a matter of physical strength, it was corruption. They saw people that behave badly, corrupt people. And if you remember, if you go back, what did God tell Am Israel? I'm taking you out of Egypt, and you should not do what the Egyptian did, but not also do what the Canaanite do. And Rashi explained at the spot that the situation in Canaan, which is Eretz Israel, is even worse than in Egypt. In other words, if you think that Egypt was bad, Eretz Israel, Eretz Canaan, is worse. So everybody's asking, what's going on here? You're saving the people from impurity, from corruption, from idol worshipping, and you take them to a worse place? What's going on here?
There's a new place with new laws and a new way of life that's going to be completely different.
Yes, but the problem is that God already tells you that you will have a problem, that you're not coming to, let's say, to a Gan Eden. This is not Gan Eden. This is going to be something that you have to going to be very careful how you behave.
Not
going to
be easy.
It's not going to be easy. And in other words, they say where there is holiness, there is also tuma. It goes
together.
So in other words, the more, as they say, it's the same as a tzaddik. Kol shegadol mechavero, yitzro gadol mimeno. Those who are bigger, let's say, more tzaddikim, so do you think they don't have yetzahara? No.
Bigger.
They have a bigger yetzahara. In other words, the level is always the same level. You hire yourself, yetzahara also goes up. So, you know, sometimes somebody told me, you know what? Okay, so I'll stay in my situation. I don't want to have this big fight with yetzahara. But the point is that it doesn't work like this. And it's very interesting. It's one of the places that the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, the Chafetz Chaim, says something that is really not his way. Normally, it just tells you halacha. It tells you about Gilgulin. Gilgulei neshamot.
What's Gilgulin?
When a neshama goes up, comes back to this world. Gilgul neshama.
When didn't finish his
job. Yeah. So what is he saying there? He says, if somebody thinks that he can, in this world, be parve, like, do only what I have to do.
Parve.
Don't try too much. And it's for me, it's okay. You know, I don't need to sit in the first round, in the first row. I don't need to sit near Aron HaKodesh. I'm comfortable at the last row. I'm quite wonderful in the seventh row, whatever. I don't need to be the first.
You're not allowed to be satisfied?
I'm satisfied with my share. I don't need to have a bigger share.
Is that no good?
It's no good.
No.
That's exactly what he said.
So says the Chafetz Chaim. Pirkei Avot said, who's the man who's happy? The man who's content with his life.
It's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
You should be happy with what you've got. But you, in spiritual, you always have to try to achieve more.
Okay.
That's why you're here. Because otherwise, we all, you know, this do only. If you love somebody, you do only what you have to do, or you do more. So if you love him and you do only what you have to do, what do you think he's thinking about you? That you love him or not? This is no love. If you love somebody, you do more than you have to do. So this is what God is expecting us to do. And otherwise, he gives us a potential. If you don't use your potential, it means you didn't do your job. If you didn't do your job, it says the Chafetz Chaim, you cannot say, okay, I'm satisfied with my place. No. If you have the ability to do more, you will come back to this world and you will do more. And if you again will play the game, he will come again and again and again. In other words, don't play the game because it's going only to make your situation worse. Instead of finishing your job in one go, you will have to come again and again and again till you finish your job. In other words, we cannot just sit down and say, okay, you know what? If you tell me that the more righteous I am and the more tzaddik I am, I'm going to have a bigger fight with Yetzer Hara, so I don't want to be better, says you cannot do this. Yeah. You have to try to do whatever you can. And God knows exactly what you can. Because somebody asked me, I don't know what I can. He says, you try. And you do whatever you can, you will do. In other words, there is always more. So, now, God puts us in a land that there is a problem. And what is the idea behind it? They say that God, exactly, doesn't give nobody a test if he cannot go through it.
Adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo ma'amid ben Adam ben nisayon shelo yachol la'amod bo. He knows our potential.
Exactly. So he knows this is your potential, so he puts you in this position. In other words, if God tells us to go into Eretz Israel, and the situation in Eretz Israel is bad, what does it mean? That we have the power
to fight it. That you can fight,
we can do it. And nevertheless, this is our job. You know, last week, Parsha, they were talking about Am Yisrael going and stopping, doing everything by the command of God. Or Chaim HaKadosh explained, why did God do this? We saw Am Yisrael really doing exactly what God is telling them, which is very good, unbelievable. But why did God do this? What, God is playing games with us? Okay, one night here, okay, get up. Okay, now 2 months here. Oh, here, 3 months, 3 days. What is the game? You want to take them to the Eretz Israel? Take them to Eretz Israel. You want them to stay here for 50 days? Okay, but what is this game? Does it have any meaning? Says Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Am Yisrael, when they go through the desert, and it's not only Or HaChaim HaKadosh, this is Kabbalah and everything, they were collecting all the holy parts that were there. In other words, Am Yisrael have a job. And their job, this is also one of the reasons that we are separated all over the world. We have a job to collect the holiness from all the places. And while we do this, we purify the places. We purify the world. So through the desert when they were going, they had to collect all those holy parts. And where there were a lot of holy parts, they had to stay more. In the West, less. So the holy parts are normally where the tumah is. That's the way it works, as we just now explained. So in other words, the lower the place is, the holy part that you can find there is even holier. For example, where is the Mashiach coming from? Where? Ruta Moaviyah. From Moab.
Oh, you mean where is he descended?
Yes! I know. It's not only a place, it's a situation. It's to understand and realize that we look at things. We get the Mashiach, Melech Malchut de David from Moab. This is unbelievable. If somebody would have told it to you. Exactly, I'm saying this is like the worst nation in the world, and from them, the Mashiach come. Just to show you that we don't understand everything, and we have to realize that sometimes the best things come from the worst place. Now the spy comes to Eretz Israel. What do they see? They are all tzaddikim. What do they see? Mitzad Gava.
Oh.
Then
didn't see it in Ramana.
They see it in Jerusalem. It was.
No, but I heard there was nothing.
Yesterday. Was nothing?
I heard that there was nothing. Nobody came.
Oh no? Because in the paper they wrote there were 1,000 people. I'm just telling that it's all a big lie. Was nothing there?
No, I didn't go there. As far away as
Baruch
possible.
Hashem. But the miraglin came in and they saw Mitzad Hagava in Jerusalem, Mitzad Hagava in Ranana, Mitzad Hagava in Tel Aviv. And they saw all those meat places and all those pubs, thinking to themselves, what's going on here? This is the place where I'm going to bring my family? This is the place where I'm going to bring Am Yisrael, when we all know, Akol bidei shamayim, chutz mi'irat shamayim. In other words, they said a very logical thing. We know, do we really think that they were afraid of the power, the physical power of the people in Eretz Israel, after seeing all the miracles? And those at tzaddikim, they know exactly that God is
powerful.
It's powerful. It's got. What is power? There is no other power. He's the only power. the best power, the great power, and he can do whatever he wants to. But there is one thing he doesn't do. Yirat Shamayim. That is our job. In other words, if we're talking about a physical war, there is no problem. And they knew there is no problem. But what they saw is that they have a very bad spiritual situation. This place is corrupt. So what do we do? Do we bring Am Yisrael into this corrupt land? If we do this, we will lose everybody.
No, but there
but
was
why Yeshua and Caleb didn't think like that? They should naturally, if you say all this.
Before you're asking me why they didn't think, I'm asking why the Meraglim thought they thought. What do you want from Yeshua?
You explained already why.
So what's the problem? Yeshua and Caleb understood that if God is bringing us, Tova ha'aretz me'od me'od. You have to understand.
Yeah,
when
but
you
are not afraid to bring their families in this place, corrupt place.
If God tells you to bring them in, you're afraid.
But the one just...
I'm asking you. God is telling you, go to sit in Eretz Israel. You come, corruption. So what do you do?
What do you do?
You listen to God or listen to yourself?
So this the other 10 Meraglim or princes,
yes,
their emunah was not so strong.
Exactly.
This is the only the reason.
The emunah, it's
emunah in God. They didn't trust.
As we
God
say now, we can connect. Now we can connect our things with the negi'ah that they had, with the personal touch they had. Because inside, what did we say? They were afraid they're going to lose their job, so they were looking for excuses not to go into Eretz Israel. Okay, but as we saw, they were wrong. And not only wrong, they were so wrong that they were killed in a plague, an unbelievable plague, to show you that what they did is wrong. But thinking about it in a logical way, let's put ourselves out, were they right or wrong? Let's think to ourselves, is today the Meraglim come into Eretz Israel and see what's going on here? What do you think they're going to say? Go into Eretz Israel or don't go?
Stay away.
There is Rav Toledano. He came from Paris to Eretz Israel, and his daughter stayed in Paris. And he was asking all the time, why don't you come to Eretz Israel, do Aliyah? And she refused all the time, no. And then she's asking, tell me, why don't you come? He said, it's a Kodesh, it's a mitzvah. He says, Father, my dear father, here in Paris, when I go in the street on Shabbos and everybody is driving, I tell them those are going. They don't have to. They don't have to our mitzvahs. When we see people eating
pork
and frogs and whatever in Paris, yes,
it's true.
I says they are going. When I'll come to Eretz Israel, what should I tell my children when on Shabbos we're going to walk in the street and see cars driven by Jews? What am I going to tell them then? What am I going to tell them when I see all the pubs that are open in Eretz Israel and all the places that sell, unfortunately, pork? What then would I tell them? So I prefer to educate them in Paris and not in Eretz Israel.
Is it right or wrong? That's wrong.
Wrong.
But that's a lot of people's excuses in from Africa.
That's the Meraglim.
I can be so frum in Israel. Look what goes on in Israel.
That's exactly
that is one of the reasons why they don't.
That's exactly why I thought this
it.
Year that this is really Chet HaMeraglim.
Yeah,
we're looking for
they've
complicated things. This is Chet HaMeraglim.
I think.
What?
What they're thinking. They've got a
they were punished.
But I'm saying the people who what's an name.
And you're asking why Yeshua and Caleb didn't listen, didn't say that. Because they knew if God tells us to come here, we come in.
Really
this is
bad.
The promised land.
Really
and you have to understand, people don't realize it. When you go into the test and you manage to go work your way through it, you get rewarded in a way that it's unbelievable. In other words, it's the best thing that can happen to you. You know, if we are not motivated, we do nothing.
Yeah.
You're talking with me all the time now about this thing. Would you talk with me about it wouldn't happen this Mitzada Gaava? Would you? Yeah. No. In other words, Mitzada Gaava made you think about this thing that is here for many, many years. But nobody realizes how bad it is. Now when they go out in the street, suddenly we realize how wrong it is. And by the way, is it wrong? Or maybe it's right? Maybe you are. We are stupid. I don't know. Everybody is fighting to not only agree with them, like we are supporting them. Everybody. They have a competition. Who supports them more?
You know that in... No, but in America,
you know that what is the tzofim?
Them.
You know what
they
is the tzofim?
They didn't have jobs. They wouldn't say
tzofim. That noat anoar tzofim. That's this. You have Bnei Akiva.
Yeah.
You have a tzofim. You have also a tzofim adatim, by the way.
That's good. Yes,
so I'm asking you. They were the one who started this.
The young one. The young people.
The young generation that is really supposed to be the melach haaretz. Supposed to be our elita, our the best kids. Tnuot HaNoah, the youth movements,
yes.
They're supposed to be the best kids.
But they began.
They began, yes.
They started it.
Yes, they started
the
it.
Young, yeah. Do you see how they go to the...
They had the idea, then came with this idea to make Mitzad HaGavayim Ra'anana. From Metro West.
Yeah,
and the Menahel of Metres and the teachers, everybody, they went also with the support. I don't know, I didn't see, but they were supposed to be
mayor,
a part of
the
it.
Mayor's
the
son.
Mayor of course,
well, the mayor's son.
Son
is gay.
Linda said she was in Bleecker Cafe at 4 o'clock, and it was supposed to be from Karen Hayesod until Maccabi.
Yes.
Quote. She said they were sitting there in the cafe, didn't see anybody. Unless they came maybe, you know, at 6 o'clock, because it was till 8 o'clock. Because people have
closed.
To work. People were working.
The thing is that sometimes God puts in front of us the problem in order to know that there is a problem. Because, you know, we live in a world that is really full with temptations. There is, and those temptations bring problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because today it's very easy to do naughty things. You don't have to look for it. It's around you. It's all the time. Whatever you want to do, you can do. So in a world like this, it comes sometimes you can start going, and I always say it, unfortunately, it's not nice to say, but it all starts from small things. When in a shul, they let a woman to talk in the place of the rabbi, those are the small things that they start. I'm not saying that a woman should speak or shouldn't speak, but there is a place for everything. In a shul, you have a separation between men and women. There is a reason for it. We didn't decide it. Our sages decided it.
So
that we are more clever than them. We know better than them. They decided that there's going to be a separation. There should be a separation. It doesn't mean that women or men are, more clever or less clever. It's nothing to do with it.
So they take the Torah out. Then is it allowed?
What, women?
In a shul.
I'm not saying it's allowed or not allowed. I'm saying that the minute you start to changing what our parents did, we are starting a problem. People don't realize it, that when the world goes, what is itkadmut, what is a progress, and what is really going back. People don't realize, they don't know what's all about. We think, we are simple people, we don't know. We are not sitting up there, we are not the big rabbis that see the picture in the way of the Torah sees it. Our sages were not stupid. Now sometimes I see people, they say, the Rambam sees this, the Rambam, and they take the Rambam and they really play around with it. So I'm always asking them, did you see the Rambam do what you're doing? Of course not.
It's the letter.
You know what the answer to you?
What?
Modern times, we have to change.
That's what I'm saying. So they say there are things that are things we have to. We have, of course, sometimes to do things to adjust ourselves to the progress. But for this reason, we have our rabbis. We cannot decide for ourselves what is right and what is wrong, even if in our eyes it looks right. And believe me, it's like the same thing. You know, the funny thing is, most of those of the gay movements are lefty. Is it right or wrong?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, lefty means they are supporting the Arabs. Do you know what the Muslims are going to do the first thing with the gays?
Yeah, of course. Cut their hair.
Is this not funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is like this.
But just showing you that that's the picture. They think they do that. The real picture, don't realize the real picture. You are going to be the first one to be killed.
But they are religious gays as well.
So what? There are also religious religious adulterers. So what?
Yeah.
There are also... What is religion?
Religious adultery?
No, chas v'sholom, apitom.
What is
you have to understand and realize.
You don't have to
There is no word religious and not religious. There is a Jew that has to listen to the Torah. So some people do 12 mitzvahs, some do 100 mitzvahs, some do 2 mitzvahs. The point is, as long as you know what is a mitzvah and what is a sin, you are on the right way. You can always change. But if you don't know what is the right or the wrong way, you have a problem. Especially when you see a picture and you don't realize that that's not real. That's not the real thing. It's like they had this competition, painting competition. And this guy, at the end, they had 2 pictures left. One picture, there was a vineyard. And it was so real. The
grapes.
The grapes were so real that the birds came from the street and tried to eat the grapes.
Cute.
And really, everybody was amazed. And on the other side, there was this picture covered with a curtain. And so they, okay, now show us your picture. He refused. He says, after this picture, I've got nothing to show. This is picture. This is an unbelievable picture. He says, you came to the competition, and you are the second one left. So you must show us the picture. We want to see the picture. He says, no, I'm not going to show the picture. So somebody decides, you're not going to show the picture. I'm going to move the curtain and show the picture. So I went to the picture, I wanted to move the curtain. This was no curtain. It was a picture. But it was so real, not birds, that those critics couldn't see that it was a picture.
That was a curtain.
It was a picture of a curtain. Yes. But it was really so real that nobody could. So in other words, the end of the day, it was a picture. And we also look at things and we think, wow, it's real. It's not real. There is only one real thing in this world, and that's the Torah we're learning. That's the only real thing. Unfortunately, we live in a world with everybody's so sophisticated. You see, we're talking about sophistication. Yes, you see, you have got this thing. This is instead of our mind. You know, they used to say that we have used to have clever people. So we have a telephone chacham. We have a clever phone.
Not clever people.
You know, I used to remember hundreds of numbers, phone numbers. Today, I have to check the my wife's number. I have to check to see if I know it. My son's number, I don't know.
Yeah,
me too.
What happened?
Car numbers.
So are we more clever or are we more stupid? We were talking about... He asked me if I learned Chinese when I'm going to China somewhere. So I says, no, I didn't learn Chinese. It's very hard to learn. We're talking about languages. I says, what do? I do, I use Google Translate. Google, no, so it's very good. What is
for
Google
Chinese
Translate doing?
English.
Google Translate.
You write it in Hebrew.
You don't have to write it.
No,
you talk to it. I spoke to it. I just showed him. Yeah. I speak to it and it speaks in Chinese.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the Chinese talks to Chinese to this.
So wait a second. Yeah. You're talking to your phone
in English.
In English.
Or
and
Hebrew.
Then he will come back and he. Because I have to do that with my Russian Mozera tech.
I'll show you. I mean, I stopped at the recording. I just show you in a
but
minute.
But the problem is that the telephone doesn't understand well our accent.
No, you speak in Portuguese.
No, I.